This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, tomorrow's Mother's Day, so I'm gearing up for that.
Yeah, are you? Because now I know at, Easter, you went to the new place and you said, well, this is kind of like a trial run for Mother's Day. Are you still holding tight with the plan? Is that where you're going? Because in past years, you went to the country club and then you said this other place was going to be even better. So is that still?
That's right. That's right. This place is going to be better. We are going to do a big blowout.
Good.
We're going to the Gaylord for the weekend.
Really?
Yes, we're going to the Gaylord today, in fact. And we're going to check in. We're going to swim, do all these things, have Sunday brunch. I'm taking the whole family.
Wow. That's a
different
thing.
Yes, I'm taking the whole family. It's a different thing. We've never done this in our life. We've never went to a hotel, a resort for the weekend. I recommend it for everybody. I'll let you know how it turns out.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a spectacular weekend. It's not just going for Mother's Day. We're going to go for the weekend.
Wow. Now, that's a great idea. So those of us who...
It's a great idea.
Who may have waited too long.
The Gaylord is close.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see about that. But I think it'll be a wonderful weekend. I'll have the whole family with me. We're going to eat and swim and just relax. It'll be a relaxing, fun weekend. And we're going to do a whole weekend rather than, 2-hour lunch.
Boy, that sounds magical. That is a really great idea.
Oh, I think it is. I think everybody should try it one time.
That kind of
go to a real wonderful resort, spend the weekend as a family, and you've actually got to spend some time together that way. It's not just a quick lunch and everybody goes home.
Yeah, wow! Imagine the memories that you're going to create on this weekend is probably going to outdo everything else in the past. All probably combined.
I think it is. I think this is going to be number one with the family. I think they'll remember it forever that we all went and did this together as a family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be brunch all to heck. Because, usually everybody they go to church together, or maybe they go to different churches. You never know. And then you have that special lunch. And by 2:00, everybody's saying goodbye to each other.
Yes, and then it's over.
It's over. And you haven't talked to anyone hardly, one-on-one. You didn't get to spend any time with your children. And this way, I get to spend all this time with my children and my grandchildren.
Wow. That sounds really like literally a magical weekend. That is fantastic. That's a great idea.
I think it is, too, and I recommend it to everybody.
Wow.
That'll
be fun.
Go to a special place and spend the weekend. With your family.
Wow. And you're going to
life is short.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yes, we are. Yes. We're going very, very quickly.
Yeah. Life is
Everybody's packed and ready. Life is short. Enjoy it.
Wow. That's going to be awesome. Well, happy Mother's Day early. Enjoy yourself. So.
Thank you. I'll let you know how it came out.
Yeah. Wow. You're full of all kinds of great ideas. Look at you go. Wow.
Well, I love to do things different. I hate to do the same thing all the time, as you know.
Yeah.
So I'm always coming up with something. And I thought this would be a wonderful getaway. And we're just going to do it. and look back at it later and see how it worked out.
Wow. Well, that sounds fantastic. Anything else? How's the rest of your week been? Is it been busy? Are you doing exciting, fun things?
All this week we've been working pretty hard. We're still working with Oracle to get that set up. We're still not quite there. I didn't know it took this long to set up new systems. I mean, this has been a long, grueling deal. Everybody's still taking school on it. We're just still not quite there. I don't know how many more hours of school there is, but I know everybody in my office has had to take all this, and we're almost there, I think. And this is going to revolutionize all types of bookkeeping information. Like when I want to see how many people died of breast cancer that we had, it'll tell me instantly. If I want to know how many had colon cancer, I can look it up instantly. None of this going research, hand research, none of that anymore. It'll all be at our fingertips. It's gonna do all kinds of things instantly.
That's
so
fantastic.
This is going to be worth the money. Yes, it'll be worth it.
How long has this been, being installed or set up? Months.
Oh, my gosh. We started this in 2022.
Go on.
And I thought it was going to take 6 months. It's 9 or 10 months at this point.
Jeez.
But we're almost there. They tell me we're almost through. But the lessons and the schooling on it, every week it's been 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Every week since we started this, yes.
Wow.
It's taken a long, long time.
I would have thought that, they set things up, install things, whatever they do, and then it's just like they come in for, a little bit and do a little training. Okay, here's what you do, and here's where you find stuff, and here's how you get to it, and here's how it works, and whatever, and then they just kind of walk away. I've never even heard of weekly training for, a couple hours every week for months on end. This must be some massive upgrade, I guess, or install.
It is a massive upgrade.
Wow.
It's something that we needed to have done a long time ago, but we weren't prepared to bring a company in to do it. And then Oracle came to us and said, we're now doing medium and small companies, and we can do this for you. So we hired them, and they've been working with us ever since. And they have different engineers and different software people for each part of this. So all their software team is working with us every week, and we're almost there.
Wow.
Now we're transferring things to the new system. We're transferring things over.
Oh.
So that's going to be the big part now. We've got to get all it transferred to the new system.
So everything set up is just importing all the data and the information.
Yes. We've got to import all of it over, and so this is a big job.
Wow.
And so we're working on that. But everybody had to take the courses.
Jeez.
Even Claudia. both offices had to have all this training. So we're almost there. And they're transferring everything now. All the data is being done. But then we have to know how to use it, how to do all this once we get it transferred. And there's software people are working with us twice a week.
Wow.
I hope you don't have to
hire anybody else, any new people at any time soon, because, boy, the training to get up to speed might be
pretty hard, yes.
Intense, yeah.
Our new guy, Jim Evans, he already knows a lot of this.
Really?
So this has really been a help, yes. Jim Evans had already worked on Oracle. He came from a big accounting company. And so he has already got a lot of the Oracle training. He's already certified in a lot of it. So this is helping because he's already certified in a lot of this.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
Yeah. So we're going to be up to standards of any company in the industry.
Wow.
We can do so many things that we can't do now that takes, hands-on. We have to do everything manually, and nothing will be manual when this is finished.
Jeez.
It'll be one of the most up-to-date systems there is.
That's really exciting. That is really, really cool. It's got to be really exciting to be this close, especially after all this time.
It is, because I ask them every week, where are we on this? What have we got going? You know, how much more do we like? I mean, you know, knowing that, you know, this could go on and on. And they're saying, no, we're almost there.
Wow.
Just, and we are importing all the information now. Remember how many accounts we have that have to be done. You know, we have a lot of accounts. So a lot of people have maybe two accounts with us or maybe three. They may have a joint account with their wife. Each one may have an IRA. So all this information about their policies has to go into the new system. So we have to put every policy in there. Every account has to go over there.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And the information about what kind of policy they have, what the LE is on it. All this info has to go in,
so
to make it successful.
Do you have to bring in like, like past maybe policies that have already, you know, gone through the system, maybe matured, things like that? Is all the historical stuff there? Is there just things that are going on like now and going forward?
I think the historical things are in there also.
Oh wow!
Policies that have matured.
Wow! So it's a complete data. Base import.
Yes, it'll be a complete data. Yes. Imported over to the new system will be everything we've got, all the accounts we've got. And we're also having to work with our trustee at Nevada Trust, because remember, they hold the policies. So we're having to interact with them to make sure everything is right.
Wow. This is a massive undertaking.
Yeah. It is a massive undertaking. This isn't a small deal.
Wow.
Yeah. So it should be fabulous if we ever get it done. And we're close. We're close. Mm. And then we're transferring all the people. The other thing we're doing with a different company is transferring all the policies, like when we follow them every week or to see if the maturities. This company will be handling that, and it's going to be a lot better than what we had. So that will start in June 1st. That company will be all ready to tell us every week what maturities we've got, where we stand on all the policies. So we've really got two new systems. One is the bookkeeping, the analysis, and then the other one will be day-to-day telling us where we're at on policies. It's going to be fast. They can tell us what maturities we've got. Our attorney recommended these people because we were having so much trouble, you know, getting up-to-date information on our maturities, what had matured, when they matured, and this company will bring all that up to snuff. So this will be a new, better system for that. So we're really doing two things at one time, two different companies.
Wow. So you're like overhauling really from top to bottom.
We are. We're overhauling everything. And it should be smoother, easy. We ought to be able to do a lot of things that we can't do now. Or we're doing by hand, which nothing will be by hand when we get through.
Wow. So right now, you have to like monitor policies yourself, find out, track things down. There's a lot of legwork involved. It sounds like with the new system, that data is somebody else is going to handle it. They'll be monitoring. They'll be, you know, watching all these things. And when something happens, they're going to let you know. They're going to get weekly updates on things. And so you won't have to spend a lot of time doing all the legwork that you've done before. Is that it?
Well,
like
and
that.
We shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You know, we had a company doing it, but they were not sufficient. They weren't doing a good job. They were doing a bad job. And so we said, we've got to get this corrected. And then our attorney knew these people. He's worked with them before. And he said, Faye, they are superb. They'll do a heck of a job. And you won't have any more of this. Well, when did that mature? We didn't know about it. You know, letting us know late. Everything will be almost instant. When a policy matures, they'll know about it.
Wow.
So they have a lot better system than the previous company. So I'm looking forward to all this. I think we'll be right up to snuff with any company in town.
Wow, that's really impressive. That's really, really cool.
Hmm. It will be cool. And we're bidding on a lot of policies. We've got three short-term policies that we hope we get this next week. I don't know yet, but the premiums are wonderful. On this one, there's premium for 3 years and none forever after that.
Really?
So that would be a great policy. The man has two $2 million policies. The premiums are almost nil. And then after 3 years, there's none at all the rest of our life. So those are going to be a good policy. We're bidding on another policy that is for 6 months.
Whoa.
Now, everybody will be bidding on that. And I can't believe he's even selling it. If it's just 6 months, he ought to keep it and let his family have it. But he doesn't want to give it to them. So he put it out for sale, and we're bidding hard on it. So we've got three policies that we're really bidding on. These are going to be some great maturities when they come due. People are going to make some significant money. So I can't wait to see if we get these three policies.
Wow. That 6 month, is that a large policy or kind of a smaller?
Oh, yeah. It's large. It's $5 million.
Oh, my word.
it's not a little tiny policy.
Oh, wow.
And so we're bidding hard on it. I just hope our people will invest in it, that we can close it real quick, and we will be sending out notices as soon as we know. And we're going to text them this time instead of waiting for them to answer on their emails. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you how bad it is. We received an email from a good client this week. He said, I just now found an email from a year ago, and he said... he just now found it. And naturally, he didn't invest in that policy because he didn't find it. And when we didn't hear from him, we just went on and picked somebody else. But that's sad that we didn't know that he changed his email.
Oh, wow.
And he changed it. He didn't get it. And he found it this week. And he sent us a notice about it. And we're going, oh, my gosh. And he could have invested in it if we just known. And I guess this happens more than we know, but you know, we don't ever hardly, we'll make a couple of calls back to a person. That's it. If we don't hear from them, we go right on because, you know, this is voluntary. It's your money. We want you to invest it as you want. If we don't hear from you right away, we go on to somebody else.
Yeah.
Because we feel like, well, we should have heard from them. But I find out more every day. People in West Texas do not read their emails. That's it. It's not that they didn't want to do it. They don't read them.
Yeah.
So we're going to start texting them because they don't read their emails. So we're going to, you know, try to do that and see if it works out a little better.
It's great. I'm sure people appreciate, though, the fact that, you know, it's not a hard sell thing. It's like, you must be in here.
It's not.
And so
we just say yes or no. Yes or no. That's all we want to know.
Wow, a year ago. That's got to go down in the record
books. Yeah, a year ago. And he knows who he is, so if he's listening this Saturday, you know, he knows. I know what happened, and I'm sorry about it. But I guess he just forgot to tell us he changed his email address. And when we didn't hear from him, we went right on.
Yeah.
And so he sends me a deal and says, you know, I just now found this from a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he didn't get in that policy. He wanted us to know what happened, and that here's my new email, and, you know, please send me policies that I might get in. So we're going to help him out.
Oh, boy. But you're going to start texting, and so that's kind of cool. That's great.
Well, and, you know, we're always talking about people, whether they're qualified or not. And I had this happen again this week, and you and I have talked about it many times. A gentleman called. He wanted to put some money with us, and I started in, and I said, well, you have to make either $200,000 or be worth $1 million. He said, oh, I don't think I qualify. And I said, well, we can do annuities, you know, until you qualify. The man's more than qualified. He thought we meant that he had to have $1 million cash in the bank.
Oh.
You do not have to have $1 million cash in the bank, folks. You have to be worth $1 million. That's with your investments. My gosh, this gentleman had all kinds of assets, plenty. And he thought he wasn't qualified and couldn't get in. And, so, you know, I added it up real quick. He's worth over $1 million.
Jeez.
Over qualified. But his assets, a lot of it was in cash, but a lot of it was in other investments. And that's okay. It doesn't have to be cash. You can have farms. You can have real estate. You can have business investments, all kinds of things. And you just add it up and see if it's enough. And we almost turned him down on it because it didn't sound like he had the assets. But he thought you had to have $1 million in the bank.
He was pretty convinced that he wasn't accredited. And in reality, he really was.
And he said, well, I'm sorry. He said, they didn't explain that to me. And so I said, wait a minute. Let's add your assets up. And, I mean, that's unfortunate that he almost didn't even do it because of that. He thought, well, I don't have enough assets. But he had a lot of assets without his house.
You know, and you wonder sometimes how many people are actually thinking about doing life settlements, and they just automatically default to thinking that they're not accredited. And in reality, they may be. It happens a lot, I think, doesn't it?
That's right.
Sometimes.
People say, well, I'm not qualified, but they haven't added everything up. And if they'll let me add it, you know, I can add it in 2 minutes and say, yes, you're qualified, or no, you're not. And they need to just call me and go over it, and don't just say, oh, well, I don't have $1 million cash in the bank. You don't have to have. It just says, the government says assets. You have to have assets of $1 million without the house, or you have to make $200,000 a year. And so this guy is very qualified. He's going to be coming in, and we're going to get him set up. He's also a friend of some of our other people.
Oh.
That's why he called in the first place. We were recommended by other people that he knew, and they didn't tell him exactly how it works, okay? So now he knows, and he's going to do it with us, and we're going to be proud to have him as a new client.
Wow, that's cool. That is really fantastic. You know, it's always really nice when people think they're not accredited, and then you give them a nice good surprise like that. I'm sure he was thrilled. He was probably more than happy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was more than happy because he already wanted to do it because he'd already talked to his friend. He knew how much money the friend was making, so he wanted to do it. And he was disappointed there for about 5 minutes till we figured it out. Figured out, yes, you're going to make it. Everything's all right.
Wow. That's cool. You get a lot of people that that refer other people because they've made so much money.
That's right. We get a lot of referrals almost weekly. And people come over and join in. I've had several people lately that, as you say, they've been waiting a long time. They sold their business. Now they want to invest in life settlements because they've sold their business. They've got the cash. Then I've got a lot of people that have just been losing money. That's all there is to it. I had several people come this last week. They did not qualify for life settlements because they're young, but they were losing money in their 401ks. So we put them in annuities because they're young. It's going to take them a while to, you know, become millionaires or to be real wealthy so they can start with good annuities and build up to it. But most people, when they come, they've got they work for an oil company, Associated Oil Company, you know, something here in town that they have a good 401k. It's just losing money. And they don't know that sometimes you can take money out of that 401k, or they've got an IRA. And then I have people sometimes that have huge CDs and they're not making any money on CDs. So they come to us and put their money in life settlements and sometimes in annuities also. It depends where they're at in life and their age.
Is there, generally speaking, and this may not even be a thing, I don't even know, but do maybe, say, younger people tend to do annuities and maybe people that are a little closer to retirement tend to lean towards life settlements, or like, because I guess my thought is maybe young people need to build up their assets and their wealth to be able to qualify for life settlements. So maybe they start with annuities and then kind of switch over. Is that a thing, or am I just kind of like making stuff up?
Well, they're going to young people are going to stay with those annuities, and then they still have their 401ks. So when they build that up, they'll probably go into life settlements. But somebody that's 25, 35 years old, most of them are not going to qualify except for annuities. So then you take someone that's 40 to 70, they're going to do life settlements because they have the money and they have the qualifications. So that's usually how that works. Then the people between 70 and 80, they're going to usually do annuities. So it goes back and forth.
Okay. So it's kind of, it almost seems like annuities tend to bookend the people who are doing the life settlements, like young people, or, you know, the older people will do the annuities, and then the folks in the middle of 40s, 50s, 60s will do the life settlements because they qualify. They fit in that nice place where they've got enough assets. They're in a stage in life where, you know, it's okay to go ahead and, you know, be involved with these things. They don't have to basically set it and forget it. They're still, you know, they still have all the, you know, they're sharp enough to pay attention to the, not that they have to do anything, but, you know, just pay attention to the policies when they come in, things like that. Am I interpreting
that right? That's basically
right. Okay.
Yeah, because you've got the different age groups that qualify for different things and that are interested in different things. We have a lot of farmers, a lot of ranchers. You know, they're 50 years old and up, and they do life settlements.
Hmm.
In fact, I had a farmer last year that come to us, and all he had was CDs in the bank, and
really?
He wasn't making a dime, and he wasn't going to have any retirement money, you know, cash money, as we call it, because he had never done anything else. He hated the stock market, wasn't going in the stock market. All he had was CDs. So we put him in life settlements where he'll make more and have a good retirement plan.
Hmm. Do you have a lot of people in their 20s or 30s who are interested in that? Because most of the people in their 20s and 30s are not very responsible, and they don't really think about long-term future. And so I was just wondering if there are, you know, a lot of people.
No, let me tell you what happens. The people that are 25, 34, 35, their mothers or their grandmothers bring them in and say, I want them to get into annuities because, you know, and that's what happens. Somebody that loves them brings them in and says, they need a little help, okay? So that's the way that works. It's either the grandmother or the mother that brings them in. And most times it's the grandparents that want to get them set up in life. That's the way it works.
All right. Because I know when I was in my 20s, I know I was not doing anything for my future.
No, you were, all you were interested in was a new car,
yeah,
or a used car, and how much could you spend? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's the way that works. I'm familiar with that.
Oh, are you? Firsthand, I'm sure.
Firsthand, I know all about it.
Wow. All right. So it doesn't matter where people are in their life. If they qualify and they want to do life settlements, they can. If they want to do annuities and kind of build things up, they can. If they want to be involved, life settlements may be the way to go. If they just want to set it and forget it, annuities are the way to go. It just kind of depends where people are in the stage of life, right?
That's right. And we figure it out when they come to us. We talk to them about each investment. What do they want to make? What is their goal? Everybody has to have a goal. So we see what their goal in life is. Is it just to coast, be safe, know where your money is, know it's not going anywhere, or do you want to make some money? If you're actually wanting to make some pretty good money, then life settlements is the place to be. If you want to slow down and just be safety first, and, you know, make 6 to 8%, maybe 12%, then annuity is the place to be. You just forget about it. It'll make the money for you. It's put in your account at the end of a year, or if it's a two-year investment, it locks in. So you don't have to ever worry about losing any of your interest with an annuity. You know that it'll be there at the end of each year. Whatever you make, it locks in.
Yeah.
And it never goes backwards. If the stock market loses money, you don't lose any money. You're in an annuity. So you've always got that safety first. If you're in life settlements, you know what you're going to make going in. You know that it's 1% a month. You know that when we buy the policy, we tell you everything about it. You look at the life expectancy just like we do. We send you out that invitation. It says say yes or no. And it's an easy thing. It's up to you. And if you decide to do it, we put you in the policy. When it matures, we pay you, and we do it again. We roll it over again and again. So that's the advantage of a life settlement.
Well, I'm glad you told the story about the gentleman that came to you this week that wasn't that didn't think it was accredited, because I'm sure that people are sitting there thinking, well, geez, I really want to do this, but there's no way I've got, you know, enough assets or as he was thinking, enough in the bank in cash. And in reality, they might be. So it is worth taking a look at. Either they could do it, or if they wanted to, I'm sure you could do it. I don't want to speak for you, and I just did, so. Is that, you don't mind?
That's right.
Do you? Okay.
No, heavens no, because that's what we're here for. If they call me, I'm going to go over the assets with them. I'm going to see if they're qualified. Like this gentleman was more than qualified, but he didn't think he was about halfway through the conversation because he thought it was all cash. It's not. It's asset based, and we can add them up. If it's a farm, if it's a ranch, if it's real estate, we add it up what it's worth. Whatever it is, it may be a business you own. What is that business worth? I had one guy that came, wasn't sure. His business is worth $4 million. You know?
Wasn't sure.
He thought it had to be cash. It wasn't. He had a lot of assets and didn't realize it. We added them up. He's worth $4 million.
That's a good surprise.
It was a good surprise for him. And he's been investing with us several years. So everybody usually has good assets the time they're 45, 50 years old.
Cool.
And if it's coming out of a 401k, what is a 401k worth? It's worth probably from $300,000 to $2 million. So depending how long you've been investing is what your 401k. So your 401k may make you worth enough to do it without all the other assets. Yeah.
And then sometimes people forget about 401ks, maybe a past employer or something like that, and they're just kind of sitting out there.
And we've had this happen many, many times. They leave a job, they forget to transport that 401k over to the next job. So we find out after 10 or 20 years, oh, yeah, I've got this other 401k sitting over here. It's never been touched. I've had that happen many, many a time. Hmm. And then I've found people that had old annuities. And they didn't add them in. You know, they had old annuities that somebody got them to do when they were 20 or 30 years old. They've never touched them. They don't even realize they've still got them. So that's an asset.
Hmm.
So you have to add up all the things they've got.
All right. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And before we get into trivia, I don't know, do you want to do a follow-up to Goober Buds, or do you want to skip that and go right to trivia? It's totally up to you.
That's a good idea. Let me tell you about it real fast. We went to Goober Buds. We went out on this little country road way, way out in the country. We passed it up to start with. There's not a big sign. It's just a little flag there. We pulled up. Here's this old country road. We go down the little road, and all of a sudden it came up. There's cars everywhere. There's a little bakery, little building there, little country building. We pulled up. There was hundreds of people there. I thought there'd probably be five cars there. No, there's lots of people there. They have their babies and their strollers. They've got them on their back. They've got little children by the hand. I can see people all in that strawberry field. So we go up and get our little baskets. He told us how much it was per basket. We go out there, and all these people are at the end of the rows instead of the front. And I said, well, I bet there isn't any strawberries up here. I bet we have to walk all the way down there. And we looked under the little leaves, and there was plenty of strawberries. They didn't even see them. They missed them. So we had our buckets filled in 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And then we got strawberry preserves with jalapenos. We got cookies with frosting and strawberries in it. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It's worth going to Goober Bubs, let me tell you. It's a wonderful place. It's a family-orientated deal. They had little games and tables out on the little porch where the families could play games, and all these families were there playing games. Their children were playing, having a good time. It was really a wonderful experience.
Wow. Because I know a few weeks ago you were talking about Goober Bubs, and you were talking about how he started with just – He had all these against the odds things that had happened. How he, you know, swung for the fence. He didn't just get a couple of strawberries. He bought like what was it, like 5,000, a whole lot. And it's just like, well, this is just, it sounds really intriguing. And it sounds like after you've been there, it's even better than what we actually thought when you told the story.
That's right. And we go back to this was all an act of faith, that he did it, and 30,000 strawberry bushes. And when I looked at the place, it's now got a sprinkler system. Remember, when he did this, there was no electricity to the property and no water. And he borrowed it from the guy he's buying the land from. I mean, it's a great story. And it's family, him and his two sons and their wives are running it. It's a fabulous, a fun place to go, and the strawberries were wonderful, let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness. And the jam, that really kind of, that intrigues me. That sounds delicious.
Yes, it has jalapenos in it.
Ugh.
And the little building is very small. You go in there and line up and pay, and they're going to enlarge this thing, and I can see why. I mean, it was full of nice people, and their children. It was such a family-operated business. I was really impressed.
Wow. That sounds fantastic. Oh, man.
It was, and we'll be going back. And the other thing is, my grandson was invited to a birthday party that afternoon, and he gets there, and my daughter is telling him that we'd been to Goober Bubs. They said, we were at Goober Bubs this morning. So it's a well-known fact at this time about Goober Bubs, let me tell you. And it's way out in the country, away from anything. It's really nice.
Wow. Cool. Awesome. All right. Every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
It's going to be Mother's Day.
Of course.
Tomorrow is Mother's Day. I've got a lot of famous quotes I'm going to tell you about Mother's Day. And about mothers, you know, you can't replace a mother, as you know. They're one of a kind. They come in all sizes, shapes. Everything about a mother is unique. So I wanted to read you some quotes. A mother is a person who's seeing there are only 4 pieces of pie for 5 people, promptly announces she never did care for pie. I thought that was really cute. And a mom forgives us all of our faults, not to mention 1 or 2 we don't even have. In the end, mothers are always right. No one else tells the truth.
It's the law of the land.
God cannot be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. That's from Rudyard Kipling. We have a secret in our culture. It's not that birth is painful. It's that women are strong. It's not easy being a mother. If it were, fathers would do it.
Now that's true.
Yeah. When your mother asks, do you want a piece of advice? It's a mere formality. It doesn't matter if you answer yes or no. You're going to get it anyway.
Isn't that the truth?
A mother is clothed with strength and dignity, laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness.
Yeah.
Motherhood, all love begins and ends there.
Yeah.
A mother's arms are made of tenderness, and children sleep soundly in them. Mm. A mother is she who can take the place of all others, but whose place no one else can take.
That's true.
A mother's happiness is like a beacon, lighting up the future, but reflected also on the past in the guise of fond memories.
Wow. Well said.
Yeah, the art of mothering is to teach the art of living to children.
Mm.
And that's absolutely true.
Yeah, it is.
To the world, you're a mother, but your family, you are the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The loveliest masterpiece of the heart of God is the heart of a mother.
Mm. Isn't that the truth?
Mother love is the fuel that enables a normal human being to do the impossible. Yeah. Acceptance, tolerance, bravery, compassion, these are the things my mother taught me. To a child's ear, mother is magic in any language. A mother is a mother still, the holiest thing alive. I can imagine no heroism greater than motherhood. Of all the rights of women, the greatest is to be a mother.
Yeah.
Mothers can look through a child's eyes and see tomorrow.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mother, that was the bank where we deposited all our hurts and worries.
Oh, now isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Mother is one to whom you hurry when you're troubled.
Hmm.
A mother's love is more beautiful than any fresh flower.
Hmm.
I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford. Then I want to move in with them. Oh. Any mother could do the jobs of several air traffic controllers with ease.
Yeah, that's true.
There is only one pretty child in the world, and every mother has it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
I thought I'd read all those this morning. I was really impressed by these things about a mother. Now, the other thing is, this Sunday, what would every mother like more than anything in the world is to see her children.
Yes.
That's the greatest gift of all, if they will come see her. I've heard mothers many, many times say they haven't seen their children in 2 or 3 years. And someone asked them, how far away do they live? And she said, 1 hour.
Oh, are you serious? Really?
Yes, I am. So I think every mother, if they can see their children, that's the greatest gift of all. And the other thing is doing something with them. They would rather have you there doing something with them than all the money in China. But they also love flowers. They love candy. They love to know that someone remembered them on Mother's Day with all their love. So I recommend, of course, the flowers every time. Don't ever forget the flowers. Either candy. I've been reading a lot about necklaces, that mothers love necklaces.
Really?
The ones that have the hearts on them, or the ones that has the rhinestone with all the children, their monthly birth date on them.
Oh.
So there's so many things you can give a mother that she'll, it may not be worth a lot, but she'll remember it forever. Lots of times after mothers pass away, when they look in their jewelry box, they find things that the children gave them when they were 8 years old.
Really?
Mothers never throw away the gifts from the children.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it's amazing. It doesn't have to be a big gift. It just has to be something from their children saying that I love you and I want to give you this pretty thing. So I recommend jewelry. I recommend the flowers, the candy, and then taking them to lunch. They love to be with their children on Mother's Day. So if you can at all, you know, take your mother to lunch. Show her how much you appreciate her, how much you love her, and what she really means to you. So that's my recommendation, that you, first of all, the flowers, because they love flowers. Beautiful flowers mean a lot to them. The candy for their sweet tooth, and then you there because you love her.
Wow. That's great. You know, I guess I didn't realize that they keep, because we don't, I'm sure mothers keep things that we made when we were five that we don't even remember making. And they've
got it in
their box.
You don't even remember making it.
Yeah.
Lots of times it's paper things. I still have my children's report cards when they were little.
Really?
I've kept them all these years, yes.
Were they good?
I kept them all these years. I've kept little notes from them, all kinds of things that my children did. I still have the pictures of my children. Now, that's something every mother tries to preserve, is the pictures of her children.
Wow.
And you go back and look at them now, and you go, gosh, I didn't know we looked like that. So that's another fun thing you can do, is get out the pictures. And no matter what you looked like in grade school, high school, your mother still got those pictures. And she loves to look at them with you when you're grown and say, this is how you looked as a child and as a baby.
Wow. That's always good for a good smile or a good laugh.
It is a good smile. It's a fun deal. And just being with them on Mother's Day, if you possibly can, to be with your mother. Remember, she's not going to be here forever.
That's true.
And one of these days she won't be with you, and your memories is what's going to count.
Yeah. Wow. Or if you're far away, at least a phone call. That would be, you know, you
a
have
phone
to.
Call, and surely you can send her Sherry's berries.
Oh.
You know, I recommend that. If you're far away from your mother, send her a beautiful card. Remember, the cards she'll keep forever. Hmm. The Sherry's berries she's going to eat right away, but the cards will be with her forever. It doesn't take but a minute to do a card and send it to her.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Nowadays, you can do them online.
That's right. You
don't even have to mail them. Yeah, you can do beautiful cards online. She'll have it in a few minutes.
You know,
so I recommend that also.
Some guy,
if you're far away,
somewhere is whipping out his phone thinking, okay, how do I find a card online? You know what's happening right now.
I know, because men procrastinate about everything. But if you can do it online, gentlemen, you can get a card off to your mother if she lives far away, and she'll have it in plenty of time today.
Yeah.
It's not too late.
Mm-mm.
So I recommend that. I'm not sure if Sherry's berries, if you can still get it to her by tomorrow, you can try. But I know Sherry's berries does millions of the little strawberries every year on Mother's Day. They do millions.
Mm, and they're
so delicious. They're prepared to do it. But I sure recommend the card. If she's a long way away, do the card online. You can get it to her instantly. But the flowers, you can still do 1-800-FLOWERS. They'll try to get it to her by tomorrow. But I recommend at least picking up the phone, calling her, wishing her happy Mother's Day. Tell her you love her and that you're thinking about her.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people do live far away. And then the ones that don't, you get that reservation made and you take her to lunch tomorrow and give her flowers and give her candy. And a card. Always give her a card, because that's something that she'll keep in her memory box. She'll put that up forever. And when she gets old and can't do anything else, she's going to go back and look in her memory boxes at the things her children gave her.
Or if you want to be a big hero, if you've been in the doghouse and you got some making up to do, book a weekend trip someplace.
That's right? What I would recommend above everything is a weekend trip. Let me tell you, it's wonderful memories. It's something your family will never forget. Load them up. Take them on a weekend jaunt. Just spend time with them. You know, that's what they want. Every mother I've ever talked to said, more than any gift in the world, I just want my children there.
Mm, yeah.
So that's a biggie. You know, everybody's so busy that they don't think about all these things. They just do something at the last minute instead of thinking about it a little bit. What can I do that she'll always remember?
Yeah. Put some thought into it.
Well, yeah. Put a little thought into it. Don't just rush out and say, oh, well, you know, I'll just do this and that. Do something meaningful.
Hmm.
And also have the grandchildren do something.
Yeah.
You know, they love to do things for their grandmother. And she keeps those too, by the way.
Yeah. Mother's
Day. But anyway, tomorrow is Mother's Day. We've been celebrating it since 1904.
Oh, wow. Really?
And, and we should celebrate mothers more than just one day of the year, by the way.
Yeah.
When you think how hard they work, what all they do for the family, all the cooking they do all year long, the clothes that they launder, the car trips they take, getting the kids to school. I mean, think about their responsibilities and think, we're just going to give them one day?
Yeah, really.
We should be giving them more than one day, but we don't. But at least make that day special.
Mothers really are the cornerstone of everything we do, and it goes so unrecognized so often, and it's just...
It really does. I know people just hurriedly do this or that. They're not really thinking of their mother. Or they would do more.
Yeah.
Remember, you cannot do too much for your mother.
That's true. You cannot do too much for your mother.
I mean, you cannot do too much. So think about that when you think about, what will I do for Mother's Day? Put a little thought in it. If you can take a trip, it'd be great. It'd be appreciated, we know. Just having everybody together is a blessing every time.
You realize you raised the bar a lot this year, right? For the rest of us.
Yes, this year I did. I thought about the mothers a lot. I thought about, you know, how hard they work, what all they do. And they go unappreciated all their life, really.
They do.
And so I thought about it, and I said, mothers need more appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And we need to do more for them where they'll really know they are loved and appreciated.
That's true. Well, happy Mother's Day to you, and I'm sure you're going to have a great time when you head out. I guess you're fixing to head out here in a little bit, right?
That's right, and we're going for the weekend. It's going to be a big family deal, and we're going to have fun.
Cool, and it's going to be great memories. You know, there's going to be a bunch of pictures. You'll be able to talk about it.
We take pictures of everything. We're a picture-taking family.
Yeah, you do.
So, oh, my gosh.
Speaking of which.
Anything that happens.
Pictures of stuff. Did the zip line get finished? Is that done?
It's finished. I forgot to send you the pictures. I will. I've got to make an adjustment on the line. But we have a zip line up. It's
Yay.
Up and running.
Yes,
it's up and running. It took 2 years to finally get to this spot, but we have a zip line, folks.
It took 2 years.
Took 2 years. I mean, you know, and it's got 400 pounds of concrete in each pole.
Wow.
We want to be sure this zip line is safe and that it works.
Wow.
You know? And so we put a lot of concrete in the hole. The holes are 3 foot deep. And each pole will hold 250 pounds.
Good Lord. Wow.
We wanted to overdo it to keep it safe. And the grandchildren have already been on it. We have to make some adjustments. It's bringing them in too low. They're almost on the ground. We got to get that thing tightened up. We're to bring them in a little higher.
Wow, that's great.
But they are so excited about their zip line. You know, once a promise is made, you have to do it.
You have to. And boy, you get points or some kind of a special award for dedication because you didn't. Most people would have given up, and you just kept on going until you got that thing done.
I know. There was times I wanted to give up, and then the little children would say, Mimi, where's the zip line? I go, oh, my gosh, we got to get the zip line up. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I was worried when you said that the guy had to come back the next day or 2 days later after the stuff set up. So I was concerned that he may not show up, but he did, I guess. And so everything is done. So finally, yeah.
It's done. It's working. It's a miracle. I mean, after 2 years, you know it's a miracle. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So we're proud of it. They're going to have a lot of fun on it. And it's one more thing that we've promised that we've got done.
That's fantastic. Oh, that's good news. And happy Mother's Day again to you. This is Your
Thanks.
Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. And we wish all the mothers wonderful day tomorrow and a good day.
And you know we're going to want an update about how the trip went this weekend. You know that.
I will give you an update next week how this wonderful trip went and what all we got to do and all the food we're going to eat.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget
the
food.
The first thing my son said to me was, what kind of food do they have? I mean, food is always on our mind.
As it should be.
That's right.
Wow. Oh, all right. Before we run out of time real quick, we should probably run over the risks with a life settlement. There are two, I want to say big ones, but they're not really all that big, relatively speaking. What's the first one?
The first risk and the biggest risk is it could go over. So that's why every time we send you an LE to bid on, to go into, we say, this is what the risk is. This is how much the premium would be if it goes over. We want you to know in advance what the premium is, where you'll know this is what it's going to cost if it goes over. The second risk is it's not liquid till it matures. So until you have a maturity, it's not liquid, okay?
All right. Let's see. Any risks with an annuity? I don't even know.
Not really. Okay. An annuity is just kind of set and go. Your principal is always safe. Your interest is locked in once a year, so that's not a risk. We only use the top life insurance companies in the country, so that takes away the risk. So really, I just can't think of any great risk with an annuity.
Are there any, because I know you have to be accredited, you talked about that with the life settlement. Is there anything like that for like an annuity, any kind of qualifications or anything?
Well, you have to have, like they're going to check what you make versus what you owe, and if you have money for emergencies in your bank account. If you don't, they're not going to do it. We've had one person turn down this year. And she shouldn't have been because the lady does have the money, but they just couldn't get it. So hers was a little different. So they did turn her down, but that's the only person in years I've had turned down.
All right. Okay. So either way, it's a great time to get involved. The key thing is that whether you do annuities or life settlements, both of them are independent of the stock market. And so they're much more conservative. You've got somewhat of a safety net, especially with, you know, times being as crazy as they are. You know, the people worry about things making the bottom of the market fall out. And you won't have to worry about that with either one, right?
That's right.
All right.
That is the good thing about these investments. Doesn't matter what happens in the stock market, you're safe, you're away from it, you don't have that worry.
Cool. And I assume you'll be back from the Mother's Day extravaganza business as usual on Monday, right?
Yes, I will be back from the extravaganza by Monday.
All right.
Unless I'm sunburned or something worse than that.
well, goodness gracious. Take sunscreen because, you know, safety first.
Safety first.
All right. So you'll have appointments for people next week. What is your phone number for people to call and make an appointment, come talk to you?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. It's got a lot of great things. Look at all the things there. You could also go back and look at past shows if you've missed any.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.